Make it rain, make it rain down, Lord. Make it rain, oh, make it rain. Make it rain, make it rain down, Lord. Make it rain.
Why do I get the feeling Kirk is about to ask people for money based on his song choices?
Make it rain.
Before we ask for money, before we express our gratitude, if you're watching the video version of this, first off, my apologies for joining by audio this week. The reason you still see Mark and Joe here is they could not believe that one of their clients was going to ask for financial support over the air. They want to make sure it actually happens. So they're the witnesses here. Sarah, why don't you say thank you to some folks?
Yes, thank you, Pat. And before we go, we want to thank our hosts at Devil Radio 92.7, also WAUK 540 AM, and The Shaw 101.1 FM. You can use the Devil Radio app to listen to our show on demand anytime. And you can find the video version and watch our goofy expressions while we do this show on the Facebook page of the Minocqua Brewing Company.
And you can find my daily work over at upnorthnewswi.com or search for Up North News WI on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. In fact, I'm looking at our story from last December 2nd when Ron Johnson made those comments about how he couldn't tell the truth about what he knew, a story that we covered back in early December. So, Kirk, you had Make It Rain by Ed Sheeran. So tell us what you'd like folks to do.
All right. So I never do this on my own radio show that, you know, is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company. But I really honestly believe that this lawsuit, our taxpayers should be paying our attorney general or our attorney general of the United States or attorney general of Wisconsin to be doing this lawsuit. He's got a stable of lawyers at his beck and call that are, you know, that are some of the best that could be doing this and could be kind of rooting out kind of the nefariousness of this conspiracy. It didn't happen that way. So I got these guys, you just heard these guys talk for 40 minutes. I mean, these guys are corporate trial lawyers who get paid the big bucks to do this. They're doing this. Now, they're not doing it out of the goodness of their own hearts, even though they believe in it passionately. But you know what? I used to manage a rock band. You can't expect rock bands to play benefit concerts without paying them, just like you can't expect lawyers to do work without paying them. And this is honest, good legal work that these guys have done. And so it's a lot of money. This is going to last. This might last 4 months. So I'm going to ask everybody this, you know, and I never do this, but I'm going to ask folks who are listening today to open up their wallets, because this is a thing that you know, the Minocqua Brewing Company is all about the grassroots. We've already raised $45,000 to pay for this lawsuit, and the average contribution was $50. And 75% of those people are coming from Wisconsin, and some are coming from all over America, and some even are all over America. We got California, we got Texas, we got a lot of people saying, go get them. Here's 10 bucks. They don't even know what the heck's going on in Wisconsin, but they know that something nefarious happened. So this is what I'm going to ask. This thing's going to cost like $300,000. It's not Mark and Joe getting rich. It's their entire firm is working for this. There's like 15 people at their firm that are grunting it out and figuring it out, like how to like find the right stuff to beat these guys. So go to our website. This is where you donate. It's MinocquaBrewingCompany.com. There's a super PAC tab. You click on that tab and you can donate through ActBlue. So I'm going to say that again. It's MinocquaBrewingCompany.com. Go to the Super PAC tab. Go to donate. 10 bucks, you know, $1,000. How about $20,000 for you bigwigs in Milwaukee? How about that? But you can do whatever you want to. We got to get these guys paid, and we got to last through all of the stuff that the Republicans are going to do to hammer us on this.
And I know some of the people that they rub elbows with. So while we appreciate anybody that does kick in 10 bucks or 50 bucks, I know some of their friends. And I know some of them are listening, and there better be some transactions made tomorrow, because we know who you are. Guys, I hope he did all right. I hope you give him a good grade on trying to support his own cause here. With that, we have to take off. So thank you, Kirk. Sarah, hope you feel better soon. I hope I feel better enough to use a camera next time for this. And thanks again to Joe Good and Mark Leitner from Laffy Leitner and Good. And thank you for joining us at the cabin. Come on back up north next week.
Die.